What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Cheers. Thanks for coming on.
That's all right, mate.
Thanks for filling in for Mitch.
I love the soft open you guys do. You just be like, oh, by the way, we've been recording for half an hour.
So Mitch is gone and you put out the fat signal and us two showed up. Fucking
fat signal. How long did you sit at home writing that one?
4 days.
Fantastic.
Hilarious. No, that's good. Good stuff, man.
All right, what's the dynamic with you guys then? Is the new co-host, have you figured out your...
Well, basically, it's the same as it was before, but it's a different fat lesbian.
No.
Yes.
You are not a lesbian.
No. I look exactly like Mitch, and Mitch is a fat lesbian.
Oh, my God.
He's really taken over Mitch's role, isn't he?
Oh, bombing? Just, yeah, he's right there.
Like, really throwing Mitch under the bus, make sure he doesn't come back.
That's true. Actually, yeah, if you're going to take over Mitch's role, you have to be the one under the bus.
The bus is going to be fucking big to fit me under it.
Well, that's what happened at the show on the stag.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Jesus, cunt. That was rough.
I was teeing off on Broden.
I don't know what you're talking about. They were great.
That hurt.
I'm sorry, Broden.
I had to go home and
I didn't know what else to do. I was stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to make fun of fucking Broden's mum.
She's a good woman.
She would be a good
woman.
She
stabbed my dad once, but other than that.
Jesus, tell that story.
So after my mum had me, she was a bit fucked in the head. Right?
Well, because, you know, she had to live with you as a son.
Yep.
Pretty well. That computes. I understand.
That giant forehead had to come out of her.
Yeah, she was just a hole. Just one.
Yeah.
From a V to an A. Shit. And she was just, she stabbed my dad. It's a good time. I don't know if
like
the statue...
during birth. She like,
no,
she's like birthing you and then stabbing you at the same time.
It was,
that's multitasking, dude. I'm actually impressed.
I was born and she was like not doing well. I think she was like going through some fucking postpartum depression. And she took it out of my poor old father.
No good. What are you going to do?
All right, well, that was a sad story. Yeah. I thought it would be a fun story. It was just a sad story. I regret telling you. You know what? In future, I won't ask you to tell a story.
I'd appreciate that.
That's how I'll correct that behavior.
It took me 4 days to write that joke.
You're filling in for Mitch. You have to tell a story that goes nowhere. That's the rule.
I got a house now.
Oh, really?
And it has a lawn.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there's a KFC nearby.
Are you living with your missus?
No, I'm living with my best mate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just a couple dudes doing
Which
dude
one
shit.
Is your best mate? Because I always get confused.
Aaron. He's
I met him, the little
brown boy I carry around.
Here's the thing. I always assumed Wilson was your best friend because you were always with him.
Well.
That was just out of like...
And then every time you rocked up, you're like, this is my best friend.
Yeah.
I was like,
Wilson was just out of necessity, you know. And he became a police officer, so fuck that guy.
Yeah, so you're going to keep him, like, in your good books, right?
No.
Like, he's got to do something good for you, you know, you're like, chuck him in, I've got a speeding ticket, bro, help me out.
He's working in Sydney.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. You can't work where you live, like...
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, you can't... Well, you can after a certain period of time, I believe.
Oh. Okay. All right, well, when I'm in Sydney, I'm hit him up and, like, I'm about to break some shit. Like, I'm about to break some laws. I'm going to need you on standby.
I killed a hooker. What should I do?
Yes.
You might be able to get out. Maybe some parking tickets. I don't know if Wilson's got that type of pull.
He's such a sad cunt now. Like, I called him.
Do you mean sad as in depressed?
I called him up, like, around Christmas because he was working Christmas night and didn't have anyone in Sydney to spend Christmas with. I'm like, oh, how is your Christmas, buddy? He's like, oh, a little girl got hit by a car.
Oh, fuck.
She's dead. I'm like, you could have just said good, you fucking rude cunt.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, that's the type of shit that I have to deal with.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah, that's why he's going to go home and beat his missus.
He doesn't even have a missus. He's that sad. He doesn't even have someone to
hit. He goes home and beats the body pillar who sleeps with him.
That's the best case scenario.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Oh, fuck, I really feel for... Every time you tell a story about Wilson, I get depressed.
Yeah.
I think it's just your presence, actually. Yeah. Your present depresses
Maybe you should have just stuck to comedy.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't have, actually, now that I think about it.
Send that clip, write that, just to Wilson. Oh, my God.
He's a better police officer.
Feel like you made the right choice. Yeah. Move on with your life. Speaking of people who should move on with it.
Hey. I am. I'm becoming a podcast host now.
Mitch, you're an award-winning comedian
now. I'm an award-winning comedian. I'm moving up in life. Cool. Mitch is dead.
I thought you haven't mentioned it in like 5 minutes. I thought something must be wrong with Broden because he hasn't mentioned.
I only just woke up.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. It's a bit slow to the take. That's okay. I'm here to mention it for you.
Okay. So. I appreciate it. Award-winning comedian.
Yeah.
Hey, Wilson.
You where's your award?
Wilson.
Fuck you.
You fucking cunt. I got you.
Well, at least Broden remembered the podcast was on today, Eddie.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I would have remembered when I checked my calendar at midday. Okay. Like after the podcast was supposed to be filmed.
Did you have a big one last night?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a big show at the Rogue last night. And oh dude, it was epic. We sold out the fucking venue. It was sick. And apart from some of the technical things, like my strap on my guitar broke right before I was about to start a song. Could have broken the middle. So, you know, that's okay.
But you could have just spun it and been like a mad cunt. You just got to learn how to roll with the punches sometimes.
I would have just been sitting there with it, like, because I was standing up, so you just want to sit there with the knee trying to do. It would have been interesting. But, like, no, it was sick. And then afterwards we had a few drinks to, like, de-stress, and then everyone was just like, what you drinking? You know, one of those nights where, you know, you put in a good effort so everyone wants to buy you a drink.
Yeah,
it was one of those nights. Yeah. So, yeah, we went until I got back home, like, 3:30 a.m. or something.
I saw this video on Instagram of this woman that was like holding stuff under her titties, and she started with like a broom handle, and then she moved up to like like a chair. I was picturing you doing that with the guitar after you've smacked breaks. Stick it under there.
I should have thought of that.
I've seen chicks cooking and they put the bowl under their titty.
Yeah,
I reckon I could do it.
Have you seen the video with the grandma who like smashes a cockroach with her tit? Yeah. She's just running across and she goes,
that's the only thing that makes me come anymore. That video.
I thought you meant grandma's like smashing their titties on you.
Take it or leave it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Cockroaches just make it that little bit more erotic.
So the show went well. What else?
Show went great. Yeah. It was killer.
Are you just obviously going to do another one then, if it sold out?
Oh yeah, we were already planning on doing another one anyway, because it's more about like it was like a female showcase show, but like a music one. So I'm also a musician, also a comedian, do all the things. So yeah, last night was more about just like we call it House of Power. And we got a bunch of feature acts on.
It was Powerhouse.
No, Powerhouse is the duo that I'm in.
Oh, so.
And so we were headlining.
Very clever,
it.
Eddie.
You're so powerful, Eddie.
Thank you.
You're so brave.
Thank you. I am. But yeah, you know, our duo is called Powerhouse, so we wanted to do a play on that for whatever showcase we were going to do.
Yeah.
So we called it House of Power, because it made sense to us. Hey, fuck you, that was the good option, because I wanted in Powerhouse, okay, and Lee shot that one down, all right?
Okay.
So be thankful, because it could have been worse. And I think it's a good name. Anyway, so we did that, and we headlined it, and it just went off. Like, we sold like 120 tickets. It was fucking nuts. It was so good. And then, we did a little preview of the full hour show we're doing in the Newcastle Fringe that's coming up.
Yep.
So get your tickets for that, guys.
Fuck yeah, and you got comedy shows as well. How many shows are you fucking doing?
I'm doing 3 different shows in the Newcastle Fringe, and I'm doing multiple showings of every single one of them.
And none of them are going to be good.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be terrible.
It might be just because I stretch myself so thin, because I'm doing a full hour show just for my comedy.
There's so much of you to stretch, so
oh, it always throws me when you get a good one in. Like, it's like, oh my god, I didn't expect it to be funny.
So proud of myself. Right now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Eddie. No, so you're doing a fuck ton of shows.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of fucking shows. Yeah.
So much so that you had to practice 12 minutes to 12 people at the Stag last Wednesday.
What? Fuck off. I always do longer at the Stag, you know.
I know.
Oh my god.
She runs the gig.
How many years have I been doing it? And people are still giving me shit about doing longer at the end.
Yeah, it's your show. You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. You know what? I almost went off at you in the middle of the set. I'm like, bitch, are you lighting me? I'm like, this is my show.
I was doing it as like a...
I know, because I know you do that.
Like, there's 12 people left and it's getting late. And it was 10 minutes in and I was like...
Oh, I would have stopped if they were like no longer vibe or not.
No, you were going well. Yeah, the two in the front
were
very good.
I'm not an arsehole.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you're going to stay here and you're going to listen.
Yeah.
I've got some shit to say.
But the game at the end was very fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I had so much fun.
Broden just got absolutely...
No, I had a lot of fun.
I deserved it after my set. Yeah. Let's be real. It was terrible.
Yeah, you didn't have a great one. What happened?
I haven't been doing much stand-up lately.
Yeah,
I just had him get up on stage. I didn't feel comfortable. I felt off. Yeah. Also screamed at a woman, which didn't help.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I know, that was intense.
Yeah, I know.
You went too hard, man.
Yeah, fuck her.
Oh, my God.
Was that the two older women?
I wouldn't say they're older.
Mid-40s.
Oh, I wouldn't say they're in their mid-40s.
They were.
One of the chicks that won the fucking voucher at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her birthday.
Yeah, how old was she?
You screamed at the birthday girl. Yeah. Oh, my God. You were such a cunt.
Because I was talking about how late it was, and she's like, actually, it's 9:30. And I'm just like, kill yourself, cunt. Fucking, what are you doing?
Fuck. Yeah, bit harsh.
I think it would have been fine if you said kill yourself, but it was the intensity at which you said it that was the issue.
I'm an intense person.
Because if you just said, kill yourself, it would have been funny. But instead you went, kill yourself. You're like, oh, fuck, he means it. Like, yeah. it was too much. It was far too much. Luckily, she's a good sport, so she took it. But
it was a fun time.
Mm. Yeah.
No. I never do good at the stag. Like,
That's not true. That's not true.
I've seen you do well.
I'm not shitting on your room, Eddie. You can calm down.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm defending.
It's a good room.
For once, I was actually defending you. But fine, saying, if you don't want it.
I've had some good sets there, but on average, it's not a great room for me.
I think if you averaged like against the other room... No, I'm joking. I think you need to remember that you bomb in all rooms, Broden, okay?
I'm an award-winning comedian, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got a picture with fucking Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Fuck off, really?
No, so what happened was I went to his show and I put up on my story, I was like, keen for Tom Segura.
Yeah, I wanted to get tickets, but I was broke when I came out.
He put my story on his story, so my fucking little fat cheeks were just sitting there just like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was fucking...
You got reposted by him?
Yeah, I got reposted
by him. Fuck, that's so cool.
But do you know what I fucked up with? Is it's just Broden Shearer on his... I should have had Broden Shearer comedy.
Oh, you should
I would have got follows from that, probably.
No, but then they would have thought it would be quality and it wouldn't have
been. Yeah, they would have seen your Instagram.
It would just be me screaming at fucking old women. Abusing people.
Oh, my God. I think it's hilarious that you think you're at Tom Segura level. You're like...
I didn't say that.
His followers would like me also. We're practically the same comedian.
If you know Tom Segura, you know he's got a lot of fucking cool people that like in his realm of podcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they would like me because I'm also fucking retarded, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you could get on the show, but not as a comic.
No, I'd just be as like one of the meth heads that are jerking off.
No, just one of the videos that they make fun of.
How many meth heads jerking off does he have on there?
More than you think.
To be one of them.
More than you think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a plethora.
Is it one?
No.
Because that's more than I think.
There's like seven.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
I gotta listen to Tom Segura's podcast.
It's great. It's great.
He's been copping a lot of hate though lately.
For what?
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh man. Online. Yeah, Tom Segura's absolutely copping it.
Really?
Yeah, just because he's got a rich dad. And then there was like a clip that got put up of him how he's just like, if you've got like money problems, like fucking pull yourself up by your own bootstraps type of fucking thing.
Oh,
okay. Like, I know what you're talking about, but that's a bit that him and Bert were doing on their podcast. Like, it's all satirical.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people take that out of context and are like, you're a bad person and you're making $1 million a show and I'm poor because I fucking don't work hard.
Right, so it's been clipped out of context and put up.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realise they were doing a bit because Bert's not funny.
Wow. Wow.
I don't like Bert Kreischer.
Why?
Because
he's
a retard. I'd love to hang out and like drink with him.
You realise that you do a podcast with a fat retard.
I've got tickets to see him. I've got tickets to see him.
I'm going to go, yeah. They're like $80, but they're not close.
A friend hit me up. He's like, you want to go? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. Fuck, it'll be a fun time. I'm not into his comedy.
But he's not like a stand-up. He's like a storyteller
comedian. Yeah.
But he's like one of the best at what he does. Like, he's so fucking good.
I mean...
Like, the machine story is fucking one of the best bits ever.
It's a fucking movie.
It's one of the top 10.
They made a movie out of that story.
Did they?
Yeah, it's like an actual big... It's got Mark Hamill in it. Like, it's a big fucking movie.
Way.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It looks good. They just haven't released it because of all the shit that's happening in Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be a bad idea, actually.
You're a pro-Russia film.
Oh, damn.
It's not good.
Yeah, see, I watch like critical hate comedy videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you some.
So you see a lot of Brendan Schaub content out there?
No, there's one of those, but I'll send you the one about Bert. Yeah, I'll ruin it for you. Don't worry.
No, I like Bert. He seems like a good dude.
Yeah, okay. I'll send you it.
You do that.
Yeah.
I'll poke holes in it.
Yeah.
Us fatties got to stick together, man.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't want to stick with you.
you're in the next tier of fatties. It's okay.
Let's stick together. Fucking no. Let's split apart.
You'd still be two fat people. Disperse. There's enough there to...
Is it a hierarchy? Like, what happens?
We're more of a communist community.
What we share. Our meals. They don't sound like us.
I just realised what I said.
You're an idiot.
Well, actually, like communism, it would break down and then the people at the top of the hierarchy would get all the food and then...
Oh, so we're at the top of the hierarchy.
Yeah,
nobody else is.
Yeah. I don't even get potatoes at this point. You're like, you don't need to eat. You can have half a potato a day. Half
you're already day. Skinny, so yeah. You don't need
I don't need much to keep me going. No, that's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to start a new society. This is going to be the forum. It's going to be better than communism, than capitalism.
If you're going to start a society, who's going to be like the head of government?
Fucking
like
me.
Anyone? Okay, that's going to fail.
Of course. Fuck off.
It's not going to go good.
Well, it's not going to go worse than what is currently
you're have
in politics.
To address the people.
You got to give me that at least.
The thing that's going to happen is you're going to have to like address the people, and you're going to rock up 3 hours late, and they're already going to be over your shit.
No, I'll address them. Are you kidding me?
You forgot that this podcast was happening.
I literally do. Like, but it's a stage, dickhead. Oh, 3 hours of me talking? Yes, please.
You got a point.
You're an idiot.
Your argument is that
that's
you never
shut
the fuck
thing
up.
I'd show
it's
up
a great
for.
Argument.
This isn't even fucking like this. There's no audience here.
Ronan,
Adam's not even fucking there anymore.
Well, you walked
he
the only
left.
Crowd member.
You walked in. Wait, I walked in. I don't know. He's walked. Point is, this I can miss. You know. No, I'm joking.
He's going to do Bradley Bishop's podcast, Sunday Service.
Oh, is he?
No, let's not mention that. He hasn't had me on yet. Fuck that guy.
Hasn't he?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Just hit him up,
does
man.
He hate me or something, bro? I like to think I'm a pretty good podcast guest.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Dude, just ask him.
No, fuck that guy. I'm not asking. He can ask me.
You think you're that good? You're not that good.
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker.
You're in
I'm
I
your
have
second
to ask.
Most viewed short on YouTube. Did you know that? Yeah, I checked those things.
What do
things.
You mean?
I see.
Okay,
the
I find
short,
it kind of sad.
You on YouTube. Yeah.
I'm one of your most viewed shorts.
Even he doesn't fucking know that.
Because you're literally short. That didn't like that
it's
one.
Good.
Don't make fun of my height, Ethan.
It's a serious issue.
How many views?
It's like just under 1,000.
Fuck, that's not bad. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you should have me on more often. It's doing good.
I don't put them on YouTube anymore. I'm lazy.
Yeah,
I've
noticed.
I should do that.
I think that was the last one you put on YouTube, actually, which was months ago.
Yeah, okay. What were we talking about?
I find it kind of depressing that not even 1,000 is impressive to us.
I got like 5,000 on the fucking short
really?
With Taylor. Yeah.
With who?
Taylor. Cofftree.
Really? See, you're not fucking the most viewed short.
I didn't say I'm the most. I said I'm up there.
You said second most.
Okay? And I'm a nobody, so that's fucking good. I think it was because we were talking about
all
the health
nobody's
differences.
Dickhead.
Shut the fuck up, Eddie. All right, this is my show.
Co-host for half an hour and he's already fucking putting the foot down.
No, we're talking about like the health differences between smoking bongs and vaping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a catchy title.
Yeah. Good title. You did good.
Thanks, man.
It's all right, buddy.
It's all right. I had a good short from last night.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I saw that at the party.
Yes. That was fucking great.
That was funny, man.
You rolled with that well.
It was... dead silent and someone right over there in that camera farted and it was the fucking loudest fart. Everyone heard it and I'm like,
couldn't hear it on the camera.
Nah, because there's too much noise in the background. You can, but it's very like, it's like,
I have to like turn it right up. I'd have to really want to hear that fart.
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
But there was a group of women sitting there, so they weren't like, it was me. And maybe it was a queef. I don't know.
That's definitely a queef.
Yeah. Maybe they're just like, this bit sucks, you know? What would be great? I'm just going to let one rip.
Well, I was doing well before then, so maybe they thought that there was like laughs coming and I'm going to squeeze one out. There was no laughter.
You got to time it so much
better. I was trying to do like a new bit and it was like, it was pretty rough. But yeah, no, it fucking came out all right. The fart and the fucking riff afterwards. So, yeah, we'll see
you
how that one goes.
You could use out of it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the hardest part as a comedian, finding, like, videos you can actually put up without burning all your beards.
Yeah, but I didn't censor the swearing in it, so I'm going to see how that one goes.
Oh, yeah, it might get taken.
Repost it with the censored
Swearing. I might do that today if it's not doing well.
That's what a lot of people do is they'll, like, once they get views on a video, they'll go back and repost all their old shit a second time.
Yeah.
And just, like, recycle it because no one fucking saw it the first time.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's right. I'm dropping fucking facts knowledge for you cunts. Yeah.
Why don't you put up bits of your set, like, screaming at women? Cut that one out.
I've had a few good ones, mate. It's fucking... It's, the thing is I don't actually, like, film sets. I record audio.
Yeah, I used to do the same.
Because I don't have Wilson with me anymore. He's gone.
You could replace him with a tripod.
True. Tripod's probably cheaper as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Who's Will?
Wilson, you fucking...
Oh, right.
Who's Will?
Who's that cunt?
I know it's Wilson, not Will. I'm like, who the fuck's Will? I've never heard of this Will, you know?
Yeah, well, I have a bit of an accent. It's thick.
No, you just didn't add the sun on. That's...
Yeah, it's called fucking Australian.
There's a lot of things about you that are thick.
Like my cock?
Oh, I wouldn't say your cock, no.
Oh, it is. It's pretty good. It's a pleasant surprise, I've been told.
A pleasant surprise.
It's like if you got... You know those, like, mini things you get from Woolworths, like the small versions of things?
Yeah.
It's like if you got one of those Coke cans, but it was, like, the size of the mini one, but the width of the real one.
So you have a chode. That's what you're telling us.
That's the joke I'm making. Okay, you're not following.
Good. Yeah, yeah, no, that's good.
I feel like I'm performing in an IM class right now.
This is the short you should put up. Just tag his mother.
She's already disappointed in me. It's not getting worse.
Yeah, we saw the roast when she came along to that.
Well, we're describing the size of genitals. Mine is... No. Get in there. What kind of household object most resembles your cock?
Eddie's got a clit like a thumb.
Eddie's hosting her friend shows in a pussy.
Get inside, everyone. It's going to be a hot room.
The whole thing's going to be curtains.
Oh, no.
When's the curtain go up? Fucking never. It just stays.
Speaking of clips that are going out that are doing way better than mine, fucking, have you seen Butsy's latest clip?
Is that the corroboree one?
Yeah.
I didn't see his clip, but I have a mate who's Aboriginal and he's got his own Instagram channel, reels and everything. So he put up a reel giving him shit about it.
Yeah, yeah. Which is exactly what Isaac wants.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're playing into his game at that point. Some friends sent it to me and I was like, yeah. The fact that you're sending it to me means that he's done his job.
That's fair. But, like, I liked my friend's thing of the reel. I didn't go watch Isaac's.
Yeah.
So it didn't work on me. That's what I'm saying. And I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
He didn't get me.
I mean, I think everything he said was factual. I think it was very informative. No. Thing is like, when you're just saying insulting things without it being funny whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, like...
But that's his MO is, like, clickbait. Like, that's why he's got such a big following is he's really good at writing titles that make you go, what the fuck, and makes you click on it.
He's going to get fucking heaps of views on that.
And also, there's a lot of racist cunts out there, so...
Yeah, that's the bad part, where, like, that's...
That's the part that depresses me, because I can actually see the intelligence of it and how he's, like, done it in a way that's just like, yeah, of course he's built this following that's crazy big. But when you think about the people who are following, that's when it gets depressing, because you realise, oh, there's that many people who are just fucking happy with that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Who... You know?
He's perfected the business side of things.
Well, it's he's being offensive.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. And if he's deliberately being offensive on stage and it's a joke, but if you're choosing to get offended at that, like, you're kind of an idiot because, like, it's literally what it is. It's like if someone took a shit on stage and you're like, that stinks. You're like, yeah, it fucking stinks. Yeah. Like, it's meant to.
I ate so many chilies for this.
Yeah. Yeah,
and if someone takes a shit on stage, I steer clear and let somebody else clean it up. That's my...
Yeah, fuck, I would hate to follow that.
Yeah.
That would be rough. I'm glad he's... Yeah, good thing he's headlining.
Yeah.
Yeah, because whoever has to follow that... Oh,
he rocked up at the Wico once and did like a 20-minute set and then like just called a woman in the front row a cunt. Or, no, she called him a whore. Called her a whore.
Fuck, it sounds like he's stealing my material, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very awkward.
Oh, well, it's working. I'm playing into the game because I'm talking about it because, fuck, I don't have any other topics, so.
I just think, I don't know the longevity in what he does. Like,
No, there's long evidence. There is.
To a point, I guess.
No, there is.
Well,
like, don't get me wrong. Not everyone's comedy career is going to last forever, but racism, like.
Racism has
racism is probably going to be around for a while.
I'm going to get into racism.
I think he's fine. Hey, yeah. I think he'll be fine.
How do you do it? You got to get a following before you start being racist, there, Brad. That's where you're falling down. Yeah,
that's where you went wrong.
Yeah. Oh, we got Adam back on the racist.
Speaking of a racist following, he's up to go shave his head.
We thought
more.
We walked you.
Yeah, you did.
Yep, that's what we thought.
Oh well. Get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off.
All right, let's say something to walk him again. What would offend Adam specifically?
Oh, that's...
No.
Having talent. No, sorry. All right.
Well, did you go see your friend that heckled you?
Nah, maybe on the way. See how we go.
Okay. That should be good. Yeah. That's going to be weird.
I'll see Imogen
from Ken. Do I know her?
The girl that heckled Adam at the Kent, Imogen, she works like down there somewhere.
Oh,
and Adam's just hoping that she's at work today so he can go in and say hello.
Oh, you're going to go heckle her? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Holy
sad,
shit.
Sad person. You have time to go heckle someone in a pub she's on a got, fucking
fuck it, film it. Oh, my God.
Yes, we
see
will.
See you later, man.
That's fucking insane.
It's both funny and also harassive.
She should have
heckled him.
Adam's going to prison.
I so badly want to see this, though. Just like...
It's just going to be weird and awkward.
Yeah.
You'd
be like, oh, what does she do?
She works at like a smoothie bar or some shit.
Oh, right. You'd pub. Be like, these bananas are shit. Like,
that's not how you blend.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Jesus.
Your stores are piss weak. Like, oh, God. That's going to be funny. I can't wait.
Thanks for getting me on that gig in Sydney as well.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Terrible.
Oh, it was that kind of thank you. Oh, my bad.
No, it was fine for half my set.
Yeah.
And then I started doing jokes that go well in Newcastle and don't go well in Sydney.
Oh, really? So racist stuff? No, I'm joking. Sorry. Could help it.
No, they were actually fine with the two Japanese girls joke. It was the joke after that about the sweatshop. And then at the end of that, like, it just died. Like, they didn't laugh at it at all. And
I
usually close with that. It's risky, but I can close with it. And they were not having it. Because they were all, like, 20-year-old backpackers.
Yeah. It's hard to gauge the crowd about what kind of stuff they'll be into.
Well, yeah, young crowd, like on here on a Tuesday when you get a super young crowd and they're just like not into some shit because they're just like, oh, I don't know if I can laugh at that.
I find the young crowds are super PC.
Yes.
So you just know where you can go and where you can't go.
Yeah.
And then the older crowds, like I've had a few gigs I've done with like let's call them senior citizens. And I fucking bomb in front of them.
They don't like the sex jokes.
They do not like sex jokes.
Yeah.
They're against it.
I think it's just because they're upset they can't fuck anymore.
They're fucking.
They can fuck.
They're fucking, dude.
They can fuck. They're just bored with it, so it's no longer funny to them. They've just they've done it all, Ethan.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, the young crowd was not into me. I probably should have done more like crowd work sort of stuff and riffing, but... Anyway, I'm back there on the 16th, so...
Fun.
Yeah.
All right.
And they want two people from Newcastle as well, so, yeah, we should do it.
16th, I'll
check your thing.
Of March?
No, this month. So in, like, 2 weeks. You don't have 10 minutes,
no,
Brad.
16th, I'm at Coffs.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'll keep
she
looking.
She come to Coffs.
No, I'm going to go
Mitch
back there.
The Coffs one is paid.
Mitch and Ben wanted me to go to that with them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Mitch never sent me the email address. He's like, hey, you should come to Coffs with me
it
and Ben, yes?
It was literally on the Facebook group.
Well, I'm fucking paying attention.
Okay, so the guy who runs Coffs Comedy, he literally put a post up on the Newcastle Comedy page thing saying, hey, we're looking for comics for Coffs Comedy. Email here if you're interested. For these minute spots. Like, they had different times. You could do, like, 7, 10, 15.
Yeah. Do they have a slot for bomb? You could fill that. Look at him. Look at him go.
Proud of you.
I want a fucking roll. Just like Eddie when she's moving somewhere. Oh, you fat cunt.
Jesus Christ.
I've got to get him back.
He
she's
got
so
a little too confident.
He did, yeah.
He got a little too confident. He... You went a little too far.
I love when, like, whenever we go out drinking after a gig, which isn't often, but when we do.
Oh, we used to go out all the time. It's only when you're there we don't. Right. It's like, fuck, Broden's here, let's go
the
home.
The amount of shit you and I talk to each other around, like, non-comics and the way they, yeah. they're like...
I swear to God, there was one time we were at Mitch's birthday party and someone genuinely asked if I was bullying you. Like, they were concerned for you. It's the first time anybody's ever cared about you. It was crazy. Someone's like, yeah.
That hurt.
It was, yeah.
That hurt, Eddie. that was mean.
That one was mean?
That was just mean.
Okay, so I'm now bullying you?
This is bullying.
Well, good, because I've been working, and, dude, it's been...
Dude, you'd have to say...
How long have I been trying to hurt your feelings?
You'd have to say some horrendous shit to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I've got the thickest skin.
That's kind of what's fun about comedians, is you can just, like, go for it and not have to stress.
Yeah.
And the problem is that sometimes I hang out with comedians... And you have this banter and it's fun, it's all good, and we know it's in jest. And then I go out and hang out with normies. And then I'll still be in that fucking mode of mind and something will come out of my mouth just instinctually and then I have to instantly go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You have no idea how many times that happens. And I have to explain to them, I'm a comedian. And I'm like, when we're with friends, we always do this and I'm so sorry that I didn't mean it. Like, I have to do a whole fucking backtracking thing. It's nuts. Yeah.
Whereas Broden doesn't say that he's a comedian. He's just like, that's just what I do.
Yeah, I'm just a car. Yeah.
I do the same thing. I'm just like,
so I talk to my mum. That's, yeah.
That's just me. I'm sorry.
How you going, mum, you fat bitch? Like,
she's the reason I'm like this, so fuck it.
Yeah, she created me. She can
me
suffer.
As a child, like, you know?
I thought you meant like genetics wise.
No.
No.
I didn't get any of her genetics. She's like skinny. Good-looking person.
Oh, shit.
I look suspiciously like one of my uncles.
Sure,
it's terrible.
Are you sure you're not, like, adopted? Like,
nah. I fucked her up enough to know I came out of her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, so your dad's not fat either?
No, my dad's fucking 6 foot tall and beautiful.
Yeah,
whoa,
shit.
Whoa. Where did you get your genetics then?
My uncle.
It's not how that works.
It is if your mum fucks your uncle, dickhead.
No. Let's go for another joke, and I'm like, I should not have that recorded. So I stopped halfway and went, don't do it. Yeah, there's some things you don't want to be, like, on the record for.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We did a podcast that had faggot in the title.
Oh, no. What is wrong with you?
It's
Jesus.
Yeah, Mitch was on a tear that day.
Great.
That's why he's no longer the co-host.
You're replaced with this political
Oh, wait, is he replaced permanently?
No.
Yes. Oh. I'm down for a sec. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to deal with this cunt?
Yeah.
They don't know it yet, but yes, he's been replaced permanently. Yeah. Mitch actually died, so that's where he is.
Oh, you cut the brakes on his car before he went on his birthday holiday. Happy birthday to Mitch, by the way.
Happy birthday, Mitch.
Happy birthday,
you're still
Mitch.
A fat little cunt.
You don't have many left. You're going to die soon.
Heart attack.
That's all right.
Like, massive heart attack.
Yeah.
From all the KFC.
Yeah. So much fried chicken, you'd think he was black. It's fucking... Said faggot, and I've got a black one in there.
I'd like to delete every time I was ever on this podcast. Is that possible? Can we do that?
Well,
I don't want to be associated with you guys.
One guest has deleted an episode, but
I swear to really.
Name of shame. We can cut it out.
He's quit comedy though, so yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, "I'm teaching now. Can you please take that episode down?" And I was like, "Yeah, fair."
That's
a
fair point.
I'll take it down.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure that one day I'm going to get cancelled from one of your podcast episodes. I'm so fucking sure.
The thing is with me is I feel safe in saying fucked up shit because I'm never going anywhere in life. So this is the mountain for me. I'm not getting past this. I've reached the pinnacle.
Oh, God. Oh, God. If I ever get famous, though, I'll be, like, sending you a message going, take everything down.
Leave it up.
Yeah, we'll just talk about you on the other hand. Remember when Eddie did this fucked up thing?
Remember when Eddie bullied that Down syndrome kid on our podcast? And I'm just...
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so getting cancelled. Fuck.
No, you'll just get more followers. That's how it works.
No.
No one gets cancelled. It doesn't happen. Look at Louis C.K. He's back better than ever.
Yeah, because he was already huge when he
got
sacked.
To be fair, he jizzed on a plant. Like, that's not high up there. Chris D'Elia fucked a child. Louis C.K. jizzed on a plant. in front of a woman.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia is still posting and shit.
Do you want to say his name
again? I don't know how to say his fucking name. D'Elia. I always just say D'Elia. That's how I used to D'Elia. Say it. D'Elia. D'Elia. Okay.
Yeah, get it right.
Pedophilia.
Yeah, I always used to love him, and then I found out that shit. I was like, this is messed up. But he's still posting shit. Because, like, I had followed him from ages ago. And, like, so it still pops up on my Facebook feed every now and then. Oh, this guy posted something. I'll be like, oh, I'll ignore that.
I won't unfollow him, but I'll just ignore it.
Oh, I don't do shit on social media, though. I'm never on it, so I just don't do shit on it.
Yeah, it's a lot of work
you
to get
around. Like, I feel like if you had more of a social media presence for yourself, you'd probably get to some sort of level of notoriety quickly.
Eddie already has notoriety.
In Newcastle.
Yeah. I'm a hometown legend, baby!
You can't get anywhere with Eddie without being recognised.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Just every 5 seconds, he's like, hey, Eddie, hey, person who I can't remember. Did we fuck? Like, it's...
You have no idea, but that's happened many times.
Yeah, I've seen it at shows.
I was in the middle of a conversation being, oh, I fucked that dude. That's how I know him. Oh, dude. No, I just, I don't want to put any... The thing that scares me about social media or the internet is, like, just literally everything being up there permanently.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind saying shit in person, going with the vibe, going with the flow. But, like, the second you put something online, you're putting, oh, this is, I'm okay with this. Like, you're, like, putting your stamp of approval on it. And that kind of scares me. I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
I used to try to put up memes when I first started my comedy page. I swear to God. And I put up some of the lesser ones, you know, like whatever. Just try to put up some of my shitty ones.
Safe memes.
Yeah. I put up shitty ones that I wasn't going to use on stage, basically. Yeah. And then I put up one line that kills on stage.
Yeah.
Kills on stage. But it is like, it is very, like, it's on a tense subject. So I put it up and I swear to God, in like the first half an hour, I got one person going, oh, I don't think that's on. I immediately took it down and stopped posting
but
memes
is that
forever.
Like just a meme just written? Like, is the, was the
no, line... I found a picture and I put my joke on it.
Well, that's the thing, though, is it's, like, it's just, like, when it's writing, it's up for interpretation. If it's a clip of you performing that same line on stage, it's going to be perceived differently.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah, good point. They do better, too. Like, recording your set
100%.
And putting it out.
And you have, like, shit that... you're still doing from when I started. So write some new shit, you hack, and start putting your own
What are you
shit.
Talking about? I got like 2-3 hours of comedy. How much do you have?
That's what I'm saying, though. Put it out there, bro. Kill it. Burn it.
Yeah, maybe.
Do better.
Fuck, it's bad when Broden's right, isn't it?
Oh, fuck. I don't like it when he's right.
I have a lot of thoughts. And why don't you have a podcast? You never shut the fuck up. Just...
Oh, I know. I've got all the artwork done for it, and I've recorded one episode. Three episodes, two of them with Ethan, because I was trying to trial it out and figure out what I was going to do with it.
Yeah.
And then one with Bill, who's going to be my co-host. And then I've just been too busy with every other
Bill
project.
Bill the Wizard?
Bill the Wizard?
Bill the Wizard?
Bill the Wizard!
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I fucking love Bill the Wizard.
Bill took a shit in my toilet.
He took a shit in your toilet.
All right.
Streaks.
That's the claim to fame.
Thanks for bringing that up, Broden. That's lots of fun. People really want to know that. People who know Bill and don't know Bill really want to fucking know that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving the people what they want.
This is why I don't like you, Broden. Actually, no, that's not. There's many reasons. There's many, many reasons.
This is why I got him on. Because I was like...
Like, we need somebody to shit on. Yeah, I love how you did that. You're like, who can we... Oh, yeah, Broden's easy target. That's the one.
No, it was more just like I need someone to fill in for Mitch, and he fills the gap.
That's so perfectly...
Like a fucking finger in a bum.
Don't you fucking start stealing other people's jokes.
Yeah. I grew up in a Christian family, and we kissed on the lips. No, I'll only steal good material from now on.
Fucking hell.
I've been married to a deodorant can 52 times.
Dude, you are fucking my joke so bad.
Yeah. Bad.
That's the point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
to be honest, I think you could try and tell them well and still fuck them.
Like... Yeah, well, because I'm not a fat woman. I'm just a fat person.
You so you're saying you need to be a fat woman to tell jokes, right? Because that didn't make
sense. Tell your jokes.
Ethan's a skinny man and he can tell the jokes better than you.
Ethan?
What, you want? No, I'm not doing other people's
stage
jokes.
Right there.
Fuck off. I don't do other people's bits.
Have you done most that thing in... Okay, so there's a show in Sydney that they sometimes do where you get on and you perform, you do like a 5-minute set, you perform it, and then they get you up after, they spin a wheel or something, and they give you different things you've got to do with your set. And one of them is you've got to swap sets with somebody else and perform each other's sets.
Yeah, the comedy fucking jukebox thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that anymore.
No, I don't think they did that. Yeah, but I remember they used to do that, and it was actually kind of fun. Oh, you know what? Luke and Ellie got up once and dressed as each other. Told each other's jokes. That was pretty fucking funny.
Mitch and I spoke about doing a similar thing where he'll get up and perform like the very start of a show.
You could literally only
do
that.
And then he'll give me his clothes and like his glasses and that, and I'll get up and perform his set like straight after he did it and not acknowledge it whatsoever.
I'm not sure you guys wear enough things that are super specific to the way that you dress though. Like you both wear jeans and a
shirt. But that's what I'm saying. Like the same show directly.
Like you just get back up and nobody would notice a difference. Like they genuinely that you get back up and be like, "What changed? I don't understand."
If you just wore glasses, he'd be fine. Just wear Mitch's glasses. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, so blind though.
And get your mum to dress you, and then you'll be sweet.
She does.
I love that even if Mitch isn't here, we can still shit on it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what makes me happy.
Yeah. But, Paige and Nick did that. No one could tell that they were doing each other's jokes.
That's what they were doing. Okay, so I wasn't here. Right. So I only heard bits about it.
Yeah.
And apparently they were doing something meta or something, and I was like, I didn't understand because I wasn't here to see it.
Yeah.
But is that what they were doing?
Yeah, they
were telling each other's jokes. Fuck.
Yeah.
The problem is that doesn't work when you're emceeing a show. It was funny, and I actually liked it.
Like, the comedians would have loved it, but the audience don't have context.
Exactly. No, they had no idea.
And it's hard to follow when, like, the MC is getting off the stage and sitting in the front row and doing that kind of meta shit they do. It's just, it's not an MC kind of thing.
You do that when there's, like, a comedians-only sort of show.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's all comic room.
That would have crushed at Spanish Onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's like if Rummy was trying to MC and he sung a song between every fucking comic.
Like, stop being better in between every comic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's do more shit. Yeah. Be more like me is what I'm trying to say.
We're going to need you to bomb more. Not you, Broden.
I'm already at the quota. I'm fucking... I set that line.
We're going to need you to raise the bar, like, a lot.
You were going well there for a bit, too. Like, you were on a tear.
You were on a fucking crash.
I've been on such a streak, and then on Wednesday night it ended.
Yeah.
But before that, I was fucking...
Because you took a break.
Yeah, pretty well.
Why did you take a break?
The last thing I did was here, when it was, like, you, me, Bobby Sandu, and then, like, fucking everyone that owns the club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when we were doing Christmas. You did a paid gig.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I've got
so
a few proud of them now. Of you. I'm doing all right. I'm getting there. I fucking crushed
that
night.
You did.
Was,
you
that
did
was a
great.
Great set.
Yeah. But then that's the thing, though. If you stop, you lose it for a bit.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah, I stopped for a bit. Came back super rusty.
Yeah, it was so fun to see.
It was fucked. Not great. Getting back into it, I emceed the club last Tuesday. That was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It went fine. It was fine, but I was like, I'm definitely rusty. I need to fucking do more emceeing. So, Eddie.
You want to do the Kent sometime?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, anytime. Pick a date. You can do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can do the Kent. You can do Carl.
Not you, Broden.
But you stay away from the fucking Stag, all right? That's Eddie's baby.
I could do the Stag.
No, I'm doing like local MCs at the Stag.
I know.
But I'm just like,
Elliot.
I make them do the Kent.
Elliot did great on Wednesday.
Elliot's a fucking good MC.
He had to because
he's worked
fuck,
it like
was
he's...
brutal. It's like the first three acts.
Oh, dude.
Just got nothing.
Whoever made that lineup does not know what they're fucking doing.
And
I
you were trying to fix it. You're like, Bradley, can you please go first? And he's like,
no. Bradley was supposed to go first, but then he hit me up and said, I've got a work thing. It's come up last minute. Can you put me later?
Yeah.
So I did. And then he rocked up early.
Yeah.
He looked up the first comic there and he's like, oh, yeah, turns out the work thing was not as, like, it turns out it was like a launch party he had to be at and they gave the time for the launch party. He thought he had to be there mandatory for the whole time.
Yeah.
Turns out it was just like a casual thing with drinks and he could leave early. So he did.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, we'll put him back on first. Like, but then I was like, ugh. So I left it up to them. And then he didn't go. And I was like, he should have, though, because that's why I put him first.
You should have been like, Bradley, this is my room. You fucking going first,
yeah,
cunt.
I should have. Here's the thing. A lot of times when I should push harder, I am a little bit of a pushover. But I will say this. Jared tried to talk me into a set that night, and I stood my ground on him. So
yeah, that's good.
I'm getting better.
Fuck Jared.
Well, he's like, oh, I didn't know about the online sign-up. I'm like, yeah, but you said that, like, the last three times you rocked up, and I still put you on.
Yeah.
Right? So I need to draw the line somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, that night, would have gone on too long if there was another act on. It was already, like, right on
and
limit.
And the thing is, like, it's also... like, I love Jared. He's very funny, but also...
No, he's not.
Another misogynist act, right? Like, no. Nah.
Yeah.
It would not have gone down well.
No. Nah.
No, he crushes sometimes.
You suck.
It's 50-50. It's a coin flip.
He either crushes or he destroys the room. He's one or the other.
He always does best when he's riffing.
Yeah.
He should just riff. He
doesn't know how to write a joke.
Yeah, his bits are terrible. Just riff.
He's actually got some good bits. He just never does them. No, he always goes straight to the racist ones.
Yeah. They're the best ones. I've been telling you this.
He's doing comedy for him.
Yeah, he's doing comedy for him, for sure.
It's his therapy. Get some therapy, Jared.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, I swear to God, every now I go back and forth on Jared. I'm like, is he actually racist? Or is this just a character? I think he might actually be racist. I'm not sure.
But then he, like, shows up at, like, the Australia Day fucking protests. I'm like, what's this cunt doing?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Is he on my team or their team?
I just always assume he's an irony, just a sense of humour.
Yeah,
and then you know when you see someone say things enough time on stage, you go, is it a real thing? Like, is this him? But most of the time, like, I got to be honest with you. I've had a couple of people come up to me and tell me they've stopped coming to, like, open mics and things like that because there've been so many misogynistic acts on and things like that.
Because
the problem is we just have so many males in the scene.
Yeah.
And all of them are trying to, like...
Be funny.
You're trying to be funny, yeah. They're all trying to be funny and they're all trying to do these, like, tense subjects because that's where, you know, the humour is. But they get up, they try to do this joke and they don't break the tension on it.
And it goes bad, yeah. Because you're open-miking.
And then people just end up thinking, oh, all these people are cunts. Like, and then they walk away thinking that.
That is one thing I worked out from the million times you told me it. Is like all the material I do for the first half of sets, all personal stuff about me and, like, my shit.
Yeah.
And then I get into, like, more of a... Fat people were disgusting bit, and I remember
telling you that, because you used to go so aggressive when you first started comedy.
Yeah, because
you just
fun.
Go so harsh with the punchlines, and they were not funny enough to warrant being that harsh. Yeah, you could be three times funnier than you are actually offensive.
I've told so many people that it's like a little hack, a little algorithm on writing a joke.
Yeah,
and it helps.
Yeah,
watching that dude that went on third, I think his name's Robert
Kennedy, whatever his name is.
He's very fresh and new. And
he's a nice guy.
He just looks like Broden's dad. Like, maybe he didn't fuck your mum.
He could be your uncle.
But he reminds me of the jokes you were doing when you started.
Yeah, like he said that to me.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm like,
fuck,
I just see it. And I'm just like, Broden, go give him some advice. That's on you.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot like Mitch Fry. Like, I fucking... sat down with him, like, we, like, went over some of his bits because he would do it once and have, like, a different punchline for it each time. And, like, one time it went really well and I'm like, dude, just do it like that.
Just keep doing the one that went well.
Dial it back a little bit because it was still a little bit too harsh.
Yeah.
And last time I saw him was at the Stag and he fucking crushed.
Yeah, man, he had one of the best. I was like, I got off, I felt like a fucking proud mama bird even though I had nothing to do with it. I was so, oh, my God, I was so fucking proud of him. I was just like, when you see a newbie finally, like, coming into their own and just crushing. And that's the thing. Like, I know that eventually the newbies are going to get to that stage if they keep working at it. But the audience members don't always know that. All they see is these fucking awful shit being said on stage, it not being funny, and they're just walking away with it like a shitty feeling.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I'm like, every time somebody says it to me, I've got to be like... Oh, I understand and I'm with you, but you got to understand that they're not actually trying to be assholes. They're trying to be funny and failing. It's different. Yeah.
It's part of the process. You've got to bomb to get better.
Everybody goes too harsh when they first start comedy because they think they have to be harsh to get the laugh. And it's not true.
Yeah, no.
It's not true. You've actually got to use the intensity, the harshness, very sparingly. Because if you go too hard on it, you rise like Butterfield.
Yeah, but you talk to these people after the show and they're fucking nice as. They're like the best people you'll meet.
Yeah, totally.
Because, you know, they're fucked up. Yeah. That's why they're doing comedy. And you have a chat to them and they're like, yeah, they're down-to-earth nice people. But all the crowd's impression of them is the 5 minutes that they just did, which was fucking awful. And they're like, oh, this person's a piece of shit.
Yeah, totally.
And you're like, no, they're not. Just have a chat to them. Like, imagine if you never talked to Big Jim. You'd just be like,
I know. And the thing is, I knew him for years before I properly spoke to him. And I just thought it was, I was like, why are the comedians laughing at this guy? This guy's a what's happening? And then you do comedy enough years and you're like, oh, yeah, it is kind of funny. Like,
you talk to him afterwards.
Yeah.
That makes what he does funny.
Yeah, because yeah. you realise the it's context. A character.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
The first time I ever spoke to him, I was so taken back by it because he's like a soft-spoken guy.
Yeah.
And then on stage, he's like, fucking rape and murder.
It still doesn't land when he says that.
Oh, no. Yeah. And he always finishes on a joke about rape, but I love it.
Not anymore. No. He
Did
stopped.
You watch
he,
the set?
He only tried it 10 times. And then he finally fucking stopped. I was like, oh, my God, please don't. Because the rest of it you can tell, and then the second you pull that word out. I was speaking to a friend about it last night, actually. Like, I don't know whether it's just Australians, because the second you hear the R word, everyone just, like, it doesn't matter what it is, but people just instantly pull back.
Retard.
Right. Rape.
Oh. Well, there's lots of R words,
Eddie. I can't believe you made me fucking say it.
I thought you were talking to me when you said retard. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, what?
No. Well, that one as well, but both of those words, to be honest. But I was speaking about I have an English friend, and over there they use it much more liberally.
Right.
Like, not in context to the actual thing it means.
Yeah.
But, like, they use it like, oh, you know, a friend raped you or whatever, and they do it as a joke. And apparently it's much more normal over there. It's not. But so she couldn't understand why somebody pulled back when she said it here. And I was well, it must be an Australian thing. I don't know. But, like, I know as a comedian that you cannot say that word in your set because it doesn't matter what you're talking about. People will instantly pull back from you and not like
You'd
it.
You'd have to be at such a point in stand-up to be able to use that to build tension in a bit.
Yeah.
You'd have to be so well-written.
I can't even imagine... Here's the thing. I can't even imagine a context that it's, like, worthy of using it. Because, to be honest, I've got a joke that vers on that sort of material, and it's funnier because it implies something than actually saying it. If I tried to say it, it would just be crass, it wouldn't be funny, it wouldn't be subtle, it wouldn't be witty, it'd just be me saying the R word on stage. You'd be fucked, right? But the way I do it, it does edge towards that line of it, it gets the tension of it, but it doesn't actually make people... want to leave.
And that's what comedy is about, though.
Yeah,
is being
that's
able to, like,
finding the line
edge
and edging to it, but not crossing it.
Yeah, it took me a while.
The problem is they move the fucking line every year. It's like the line's over here now, and you're like, oh, come on. Like, it was over here last
year. That's true.
Now you're getting upset because I'm saying this word.
Well, here's the thing, though. I see so many, like, older comedians get upset because the line's moved as well.
Yeah.
Like, technically, it's the same fucking game, right? Mm. Find the line, edge towards it, don't cross it. That's literally what comedy is.
Or cross it and then be like, wasn't it funny when I crossed that line?
Yeah. Like, yeah, but those, like, ones are rare. Like, they're harder to pull off. But, I get what you mean. Yeah, totally. But, I think I've seen a lot of, like, comedians who have been away for a while and come back into the game and they're complaining about the fact that the line's moved. And I was like, but the game is still the same.
Well, what I've noticed very recently is that the line changes from city to city. Like, you go into Sydney, the line is different. In Newcastle, you go out west, it's fucking way further.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
play so to the room. True. Like, if you're a good comedian, you'll read the room and be like, all right, they're going to be down for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you go out into fucking bumfuck nowhere, you can say rape all you want.
Oh,
like,
my
people
God.
Will be like, oh, that's funny.
That's how I was conceived.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But that's the fun of stand up is being able to find that. Like, it's if you could just say whatever you wanted, stand up wouldn't work. Stand up has to be dangerous for it to be fun.
Yeah, I'm glad there's a line.
If anything rolled, it just wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd just be saying shit on a stage. Like, it's not fucking...
I mean, not always, but a huge portion of it is that,
You need to have, like, some sort of fucking pushback.
What it would be doing comedy to, like, an all-comics room all the time. If, like, no one got offended at anything, no one got upset.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's like. You go to an all-comics room, say whatever the fuck you want. No one's going to laugh, even if it is funny. They're just going to be like, oh, yeah, I see what they did there.
Yeah.
It's fucking
exactly.
brutal.
Exactly, because we see it like a puzzle. We stop seeing it. We stop seeing it as, like, as an audience member. We start seeing it as someone who also creates the same.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm glad you're offended.
But, like, we enjoy our work, but it's still, like, I listen to some of the offensive humour and I'll go, yeah, I don't find it funny, but I can see what you did there. I can see how you moved this and you did that and you mentioned this and blah, 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 blah. And I can respect how you put it together. I just don't... Like, and it doesn't need to be just that for offensive humour. Sometimes people just have a completely different sense of humour.
Yeah.
Like, I know some comics that I know they're hilarious. And I can tell from watching them, at, like, you know, analysing the material, I'm like, yeah, this is really cleverly written, but it doesn't make me laugh.
Yeah.
Just because it's not my sense of humour, you know?
You're going to get people like that everywhere as well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Not everyone laughs at the same thing. And yeah. That's good. That is a good thing for us.
But I think the problem sometimes with audience members is they assume that everything should be centred towards them specifically as a single individual.
Yeah.
And they don't think of themselves as an entire audience. So, like, the point of having a showcase show is that you have so many different kinds and senses of humour that everybody gets to have a good time in the show. Like, you're more likely to be able to enjoy at least somebody on stage, one of the people on stage.
Which is why when you put your bits out that are like you said, you did, like, a bit that was pushing the edge, and it's like, yeah, without the context of, like, all the people laughing at it, it's like, it can be taken either way. But if you put up a clip and it's like, it's crushing and there's heaps of laughter, then it's like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
It's okay. What do you want from me? Like, everyone else is laughing at it. You have a problem? That's your fucking problem.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't fucking watch the video.
But I've had, like, there's some audience members you get where the entire room is crushing and there'll be one person in the back going, oh, it's just not funny. Be funny. It's like, well, I am. I'm just not being your kind of funny right now. But somebody else will probably get up later and be your kind of funny. So wait for that person.
Yeah.
I
did a bit here last night. I was doing, like, the pussy cocaine joke.
Yeah.
And fucking a girl, like, audibly went, like, ugh. In the front. I was like, I'm going to explain the joke. Like, wait. Yeah,
I did a bit once and it was the same thing. It was front row. And she's like, what did he say? And then a friend's like, he likes kids. Oh. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, yes, but no.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I think in Australia, actually, it's kind of crazy, but a lot of people in Australia have never been to a stand-up show. Like, it's nuts how many people come to the club and go, this is the first stand-up show I've ever been to. It's the first comedy show ever. Yep. And they just genuinely don't know what the structure of stand-up comedy is, what it is
There's also, like, crowd etiquette. Like, when you're a crowd member, there's don't talk to the comic unless they're talking to you. Because people think they're going to make the show better by saying something. It's like, I spent hours writing this. You're not going to do better than me in 5 minutes, you unfunny cunt.
Well, let's be fair. Occasionally, they can do better than you.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they fart and you're never going to be able to get past
them. Yeah, exactly. But it's like one in a million when they actually land a shot. That's the thing. One in a million.
That fucking saved my set too, because that joke was kind of bomb.
Yeah.
I wasn't confident in it. I need to write more on it.
You know, telling you a sign.
Yeah. Putting gas in some woman's ass just to save my set. Thanks. That's good.
Yeah. But that's the thing, because some people see it occasionally helping, they think, oh, well, I'll just.
Yeah. Or they see people, you know, they're deliberately doing crowd work.
Yeah.
And then they use that to get into a bit. And then they're like, then they'll just, another person will be like, that was funny. Maybe I'll just yell out.
You know, another pet hate of mine, and this is for comedians actually. You see comedians talk to the audience, ask a question, and then get annoyed when they talk back.
Yeah.
Do you realise that what you just told people to do it, like your direction.
Yeah.
You gave them the thumbs up to do it.
Gave them the thumbs up to do it.
That happens with newbies a lot.
And then they'll go too harsh on them and be like, stop heckling me. It was like, you just asked them a question, dickhead.
Oh, and it's always like the most vague fucking, did anyone here go to high school? And you're like, yeah, everyone did. Does anyone here have a mum? And then someone's like, yeah. And they're like, don't heckle me.
That's what I mean. They ask a broad question, and to be fair, the mum one is funny.
I mean,
not everyone has a mum.
Yeah,
but at one point,
well, simple biology would say.
I'm saying that their mum's dead, Braden.
Oh, well, okay.
You're a
I guess people do die. You're right on this side.
Oh, you die all the fucking time.
Yeah. Like, on stage,
you're dying right now.
Oh, we're basically at now. So, fucking bits. Does anyone have any bits that they're working on? Fucking stories, shit like that.
I fucking cannot write a story to say.
What have you been doing with your life, Braden?
I've got a lot going on, man. Between like working and actually making money, because stand up doesn't do that for me.
We know.
I moved, got my own place. I've got a cat now. Got a cat. His name's Mustard. He's an orange cat. He doesn't come to Mustard, but he does come to the N word.
Oh.
I found out the other day. Not that I said
Croydon.
It.
Who said it?
You can't say that. Jesus.
No, wait. What can I say? The N word?
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
If it was a black cat.
No.
But it's a ginger cat.
I didn't say the word. I should have prefaced
that. Yeah, you should have.
Why don't you use ranger?
Do that. That's good.
But I wasn't racially
We're allowed to attacking attack them. Yeah. We're allowed to attack
rangers. They're not even people. I should say I'm talking about rangers. Yes, my cat comes to the end, but that's pretty cool.
How did you find this out then?
I was listening to a song.
You should have started with
that. The cat came in the room and walked up to the TV and was like, meow. I'm like, you're one of them.
Dude, sometimes I don't think you realise what you imply when your mouth opens, honestly.
No, I do.
The second that sentence came out, I'm like, what the fuck?
Good. Keep it in.
You cause me pain.
That's what I like.
Physical, mental, emotional.
You see how happy
pain.
I am right now?
All right, that's Broden's story. That's enough of that.
I'm so depressed that you're my friend.
We're not friends, Eddie.
Oh, thank God. sorry, go on.
So after the gig, I went to the open mic at the Laugh Inn.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That went well.
Yeah.
Thank fuck I went to that. Because after half bombing at the first room, I was like, fuck.
Was there a lot of people there? Was it like just because it was not packed, or was it because they were young?
It was packed at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, both rooms were packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, we're going to start going down on Thursdays.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Laugh Inn was good. But I got on like third or fourth last, like it was towards the end of the night. Yeah. So there wasn't heaps of people left in the crowd. But I did well. There was the eight people that were left were fucking down for it.
Sick.
So that was sick. Then
sometimes I don't even care how many people are in the audience. As long as they're just into it, ready for it, that's all I fucking care. Some of my favourite sets have been at Cardiff Comedy, where there's only like 10 people in the crowd, but they're all vibing, they're all loving it.
Yeah.
Well, it's an ill-fated attempt to promote that room. It's good. We're vibing. It's fun. I love it.
It's a good time, though. Should come. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of fun.
So I went and got on the piss after the sets because I was feeling better. And then we went around, like, the back alley on the way to the cemetery because my missus wanted to have a shag in the cemetery. And I'm like, no, that's no.
She looks like someone who wants to fuck in a cemetery.
Yeah, you're like halfway to Trout Girl
right
now.
What is that? What's the look of someone who wants to fuck in a cemetery?
Midway between crackcore and punk rocker.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez. Do you realise that still gave no physical attributes? Like, no fucking description whatsoever. Explain it, bro.
People know, Eddie.
Do they?
They know. They know what's up.
Fuck, you do not know.
Everyone that listens to this podcast knows Ethan. They know his girlfriend. We don't have a large audience here.
I'll put
this
on the record. My girlfriend doesn't smoke crack.
Yeah.
She smokes cock.
Comedy.
So anyway, we're walking around these back alleys and it's like bin night. There's fucking bins everywhere. And I stopped for a piss because I've been drinking heaps in between like two bins, which was a fucking mistake because it just stunk so bad. And then I power spewed all over the road.
Power spewed.
Sorry,
like
I missed that.
Projectile vomit. Yeah, it was bad. And then she still wanted to go into the cemetery. And I was like, I'm not fucking keen for this. I'm broken. Man. It's been a long night. Take me home.
When you spew and then someone's still like, oh, that's fucked. You're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Anyway, that's my little story. That's all I got. Got any bits, Eddie?
What's going on, mate?
I'm trying to write bits about how broke I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just made a shitload of money at a fucking gig, didn't you? You sell out?
Well, I haven't been paid for it yet.
Oh, okay.
And I'm no longer fully broke now, but I'm always broke in January because it's the longest period I don't get paid.
Yeah.
Before I go back to work. So I was just trying to... I tried a line out at the SAG the other night. It did not go well. So I was like, and I couldn't remember any of the other bits I wrote for it, which means they were bad because I only remember the good lines. I've noticed that when I get up and try new shit, I always forget to do the ones that are pretty... that, like, aren't good.
So what have you been doing? Hibernating? How are you getting through?
Whoring, down in the corner.
Whoring.
Fucking Broden's mum, just getting around.
Just like everyone else, Eddie.
There's a line.
I've been pushing for gigs. It's just, the issue is, it's not that I'm not doing work, because I'm still doing gigs and everything. The issue is that, when I do gig work, every single venue takes different amount of time to pay me.
Yeah.
Right? And when I'm doing my day job, that's not an issue because I'm getting paid from that, so I don't mind if they take a little bit longer or something.
Yeah.
The problem is when I'm judging my income during January, I'm like, technically, I have all the money I need to live, but when am I going to get it?
Yep.
That's the issue I always have. So I just, I got like, I'll, what I'll do, and I'm one of those people who doesn't like to, you know, I'm not comfortable talking about money. Mm. So it's like, I'll leave it right to the last second where I'm like $12 in my bank account. Then I'll finally message you, be like, yo, can you send that money for that gig I fucking did? You know,
yeah.
I need to pay my rent, you know, like, and then they'll pay me or whatever. But it's right. Like, it's just, it's one of those situations. Yeah.
Why don't you just do that earlier?
Yeah, it would be smart, and I don't do that. That's not what I do. Well, here's the thing. Some venues are, like, they're just, like, they pay their venue, they pay the invoices when they pay you, and you can't, like, change when that is.
Yeah.
The venue, the invoices that I am hitting up by message, they're actual friends of mine. So I don't want to be that friend who's always like, give me money, that's why we're friends. Like, I don't want to be that person. But also, I need to eat.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, please. I'm done, Lou. I have eaten most of the shit in my freezer.
We can tell.
It's gone. Oh, my God.
Got her again.
There we go.
I'm back.
Oh, my God.
Well, that'll do us. That's fucking an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Awesome.
Sick.
Thanks for coming on.
Fuck, that I'll be here next week. Three.
Yeah, that was a long one.
This is my podcast now. I own this.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I'll fight Mitch for it.
Yeah, you
probably fought back a lot better than Mitch, to be fair.
Yeah, Mitch just cops
Mitch
it.
Usually just is like, oh, I guess I'm... yeah, okay.
He's too lazy. He's just like, fuck it. They're making fun of me.
Yeah, I think he's just used to being made fun of.
Alrighty.
Hey, we love you, Mitch.
We love you, Mitch.
Kill yourself.
You're the best target a girl could wish for.
Please come back. Broden was terrible.
Yeah, Broden was fucking awful. You're amazing, Mitch. You're wonderful.
Yeah. Love yous, bye.
Only time I will say it.